Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, of course, is the 122nd running of the Boston Marathon. Right now, as usual, at this early hour, all eyes are on the starting line in Hopkinton as the runners arrive, getting ready for the race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is in Hopkinton this morning. He'll be covering the race for us, as he does every year. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Bob.
So I noticed the thermometer, and it says it's 34 degrees in Hopkinton right now. It's kind of a lousy morning out there weather-wise.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable out here. I've never seen conditions like this for the Boston Marathon in all my years of covering the race. There's snow on the ground here this morning, Bob. It's raining right now. It's very windy. It's kind of a crosswind, I think, for the runners, maybe a little bit in their faces. So it's really going to be a brutal day to run 26 miles in the 122nd running of the Boston Marathon. You're going to have to be a tough one to pull this out.
Let me ask you one more question about the weather before we talk about the race itself. When you step on the street right now that the runners will be on to run this race, is it slippery?
You know, I don't think it is. I mean, it is wet, but I don't think it's icy. And, you know, there's cars going up and down on the street now. So I think the surface of the road, other than being wet, I think should be okay for the runners today. But I think they will have to be careful because it is going to be wet, no doubt about that.
All right. Now, the race itself. What's the big picture?
The realistic chance that Americans could win both the men's and women's races today. Only two U.S. men have won the marathon here since 1983. And the last American woman to win was 1985, so you could see some history today in both the men's and women's races with American winners.
All right, well, start with the men's race then. I know the defending champ is back. What are you watching today?
That's Geoffrey Kiriou, a Kenyan who, after he won Boston last year, went on to win the World Championship Marathon as well. So he's the real deal. He's shown he can run in championship races like the Boston Marathon, but so has Galen Rupp. He's an American. He captured a bronze medal in the 2016 Olympic Marathon, and he won the Chicago Marathon last year after finishing second here in Boston.
I never really understood it until I was here last year, just how special it is. And you know, I tell people all the time that there's no bigger race in America than the Boston Marathon, and so to be able to win would be something truly special.
Alex, who else are you watching in the men's race today?
I always like to look at guys who have run this course before, past winners. We have a couple of them here as well today. Two-time champion Lalisa Desisa and the 2013 winner Lemmy Berhanu. They're both from Ethiopia. But, of course, there are always several other world-class African runners here as well, too numerous to mention. So one of those guys could certainly emerge today.
All right, on to the women's elite race. I know you and everybody else are going to have eyes on Marblehead Shalane Flanagan, who made history last November when she won the New York City Marathon, the first American woman to do that since 1977. What are her chances here today?
I think she's in a really good place to run well today, Bob. In the past, she's put a lot of pressure on herself because she loves this race so much. She's so close to the Boston Marathon. She used to watch her dad run the race when she was just a kid. And I think that win in New York has lifted some of the pressure.
I feel just really at peace with my career. And so coming here and racing is more like a personal event for me. It's definitely more emotional than maybe some of the other marathons, just because this is where I grew up. These are the people that raised me. This is where I fell in love with running.
Alex, I know you also think that Shalane Flanagan isn't the only American woman with a shot today.
No, I think that's right. I'll be on the women's press truck, so I'll get a good look at this race today. The defending champion is Kenyan Edna Kiplagat, but she could be threatened by several other African runners today, including the 2015 champion Caroline Rodich, and also those Americans you mentioned. There's Molly Huddle. She's the U.S. record holder in the half marathon. She's running her first Boston. Also, Des Linden. She has a lot of experience on this course. She was second here in 2011, and last year she placed fourth. She really loves the atmosphere around this race.
You have fans that are just so knowledgeable. They're excited for this Monday. It's not an inconvenient parade. It's the Boston Marathon, and they want to be out there watching and cheering, and it's great to give them something to root for. There's plenty of people on the line from Team USA that there's going to be a lot to cheer for on Monday.
One member of the U.S. team that won't be able to be cheered for today is Jordan Hasse. She was third last year, but last night she pulled out of the race due to a heel injury, so That's too bad, but I think she'll be back maybe next year to run and try to win this race again. She's a real bright, shining star in the U.S. marathoning world.
All right, the wheelchair racers, always a big part of the Boston Marathon every year. What are you looking for?
The defending champions are back, both of them from Switzerland, Marcel Hoog and Manuela Schaar, so they'll be strong, no doubt, today. Also in the men's race, don't ever count out Ernst van Dijk. He's from South Africa. He's kind of an elder statesman these days. He might not like me saying that, but he's won this race 10 times, and that's more titles than any other Boston Marathon competitor in the history of this Boston Marathon. Also, don't forget American Tatyana McFadden. She's won this race 4 times. Last year, she came into the race after some serious health problems. She had some surgery for blood clots. She did manage a 4th-place finish in 2017, but she's on the comeback trail now.
So I've never been happier and hungrier to get back into training, and that's been just the most exciting and happiest time is getting back to training and just watching my strength go up and up and new changes in my racing chair as well. So that's been really good.
And Bob, like many of the elite athletes, McFadden has become very close to the city of Boston. She spent some time working at Spalding Rehab after the bombings in 2013, working with people who had been hurt in those attacks. So she loves this race and has a deep connection to the city here. Lots of fans cheering her today.
Alex, I want to go back to the weather for one last question, if I might. Does it appear that the starting line in Hopkinton will get the usual crush of spectators today, given the weather?
You know, that's a good question. It's a little bit early still for people to be gathering on the sidelines. I don't see many people yet, and the Common, I will say, is not as crowded as it usually is by this time. So I think, the fans of New England, the racing fans of New England, are hardy. We'll see if they're out there today. Normally there's, 500,000 people watching the marathon. So we'll have to take a look later as to how many people are actually going to come out and watch on this really chilly and raw day. I just have to say it's just freezing out here. So for the runners waiting in the Athletes' Village, it's going to be a tough wait for the race to start, which doesn't happen till around 9:30 and 10 o'clock.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be covering the Boston Marathon for WBUR all day long from the starting line to the finish line. He's been speaking to us live from Hopkinton. Alex, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.